Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, July 6th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. The United Nations chief is calling for autonomous weapons to be banned by international law. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called drones that can select and attack targets on their own killer robots and said they were, quote, morally repugnant. Guterres' comments speak to a growing debate over when military forces should use AI, when humans should intercede, and who should decide where to draw the lines. The conversations about AI weapons comes as there's growing popular backlash in the U.S. and other countries about the potential negative effects of the AI revolution, including mass job replacement and electricity price increases. Microsoft is cutting more than 3,000 jobs from its Xbox video games division. The company also announced plans to sell or spin off 4 video game development studios and is exploring strategic options for a fifth. The video game industry has been pummeled by layoffs after companies expanded aggressively in response to a surge in business during the pandemic that petered off when the world reopened. Xbox revenue fell 5% in the quarter ending in March from a year earlier. Its profit margin in the fiscal year that ended in June was 3%, a decline from the prior year. And SpaceX will officially join the NASDAQ 100 index tomorrow, following NASDAQ's decision to fast-track newly public mega-cap companies. That means index-tracking funds are gearing up for a buying spree. Mutual funds and ETFs with a collective $800 billion in assets track the NASDAQ 100 and are expected to purchase shares of the rocket company after today's close. Analysts say that could lead to a short-term boost in SpaceX's stock price, though gains are not guaranteed in the long run. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update for you in the morning.